Blog Talk Radio.
All right, there you go. Blog Talk, kiss my ass. Do everybody from over there? Of course, I remember Freaknik. Of course, nigga, I was rubbing on thighs behind the underground near the dumpsters, beating a white chick, or having sex just in case somebody take beating out of fucking context. Okay, tore her ass up, but the security guards came and got us. But yeah, Freaknik. All that shit, man. I made it down there just in time. I caught 96, 97. That's when it ended because the girl got raped. I remember that shit like yesterday. So a girl got raped in the middle of the street and shit like that. So they shut Freaknik down. So I was there for all that. Do Atlanta fuck with Houston now? Or let me say the mob ties. Do y'all, you know what I mean? Like, can them niggas ever come to Atlanta? Is it a war between Atlanta and Houston? I would like to know. Because a lot of people have been saying that shit. Like niggas is not the regular people. Not regular people from Houston. But I mean, like them niggas. Like, mob ties, the niggas cannot come to Atlanta. None of that shit. Like, none of them. That's what I heard. You know what I'm saying? So I don't think the mob ties, and like the guy was saying, niggas is gunning for them. So niggas is really on their head, and they hope the police don't catch them. The niggas is on, you know what I'm saying? Niggas is on their heads right now. It's so fucked up, man. And only thing they have to realize is that whose fault is this? Who could have stopped this? Who knew this was going to happen before it happened? You know? The ones who knew this was going to happen should have literally stopped it. Or they didn't care. All they worried about is that image of them being a boss or a gangster. But not thinking about your freedom. You could be the biggest gangster in prison. It ain't going to mean nothing out there in the world because once you went there, you're forgotten about. So it's always better to stay outside. It's always to be on the outside. Because you're going to be forgotten about. That whole persona that you built up, once you're behind bars, the street's going to forget about you. Your status is going to decline. So just start thinking smart. Learn from other people. Learn from reality. Once niggas go in for a long time, the streets forgets about you. Out of sight, out of mind. Somebody else is trying to take your place and probably move a little bit smarter and better. When you die, people will mourn you for a few days, a week or so. Then after that, once they start laughing again, it's back to reality. Because time wastes on nobody. So always think, fuck what other people think about you. I don't give a fuck about what none of you motherfuckers think about me. And you should feel the same way that you don't care about me or anybody else judging you. Fuck me, fuck everybody else. Because at the end of the day, you lay in that bed by yourself. You go in that ground by yourself. You have to look in that motherfucking mirror. Fuck what anybody say. Because once you're put in that ground, a week tops, you're forgotten about. You're just a memory. You're a fucking memory, bro. Once that cry turns to laughter, it's back to reality because time waits on no man. It's over. So start moving correct and fuck trying to prove something to somebody. Me, personally, I don't care what motherfuckers think about me. I can think I'm crazy. You can think I'm pussy. You can think whatever the fuck you think about me. I know what I would do to somebody. Fuck what you heard. I know how I would move. I know what I think about I know me. So whatever you think about me, it doesn't matter. Because fuck you at the end of the day. What you eat don't make a nigga shit. If anything happens, nobody gonna help me with this, like this internet, the food, the fucking rent, none of that shit. My children, my kids, anybody gonna help? No, so why the fuck should I give a fuck about how a person may think about me? That goes for everybody as well. Fuck that. As long as you have integrity, morals, you move right. You know, people going to see that. You want to attract exactly who you are. Because real niggas think alike. Great minds think alike. So just trying to move smart, man, because I said this the other day. I never see myself in jail for the rest of my life. That was never a thought in my mind. That's something where I don't want to be. I don't want to be in jail for the rest of my life. No. So, of course, we go through the trials and tribulations of putting ourselves in certain situations where we could have been locked up for a long time. Absolutely. But when you get a little older, man, you have to start thinking. When people die, you'll be forgotten about. When you go to jail, niggas don't respect you anymore. Your street cred is gone. When you come home, the little niggas ready to take their head off because you think because what you did back in the day, you home now, niggas should bow down. No, these little young niggas is offing you niggas heads. Where I'm from, the young niggas is not fucking with the OGs. Niggas is clapping, shooting you out the hood, shooting you, killing you, beating you up, jumping you soft and so on, all of that. So these young niggas, they don't give a fuck. So start weighing your options, man. Start thinking about the people that really love you, who really care about you. Keep them tight. Think about the ones that matter to you the most, your kids or whatever, and trying to leave something for your fucking child or your kids to leave something while you're still here, because we don't know how long we got left. We don't know the time, day, or hour when God say, come join me, my son. We never will know. When we sleep, we don't know nothing. Only thing we know is when we open our eyes again. So when God taps you on your shoulder and wake you up out your sleep every motherfucking day, go hard and just keep the ones that love you close. You know? That's it. That's really what matters. The ones that care and show you that love, that's the one you give that same energy to. Because everybody else, friends or family, it doesn't matter. You could be blood or no blood. The love that is shown will show you these are the people or that person you need to try to keep that connection with. You know what I'm saying? Because this world is cold. I hope I'm not talking y'all fucking ear off, man. This shit is this fucking reality, man. And I don't know. I just, you know. What's the name? It's going to be... Oh, shit, there's people on the line, so I forgot all about it. Let me take this call because, you know, I go into a little tangent. Everybody, please, again, hit that like button. You know what I'm saying? If y'all would love to show love to the platform, donate to the platform, please show some love to the platform. Hopefully, I ain't talk that air off. Did I talk that air off? You know what I mean? Hopefully, y'all got what I was saying. So, you know, sometimes I can talk a little bit too much. I try not to. I just get in my zone sometimes. So, hopefully, it made sense to y'all. And da-da-da-da-da, I'm loving it. We got 504 shouting. 504 boys. What's that? Oh, that's New Orleans. You heard me? What up, man?
Hello?
You damn sure from New Orleans. You must just move down there a little while ago. What's up? Hey,
I'm calling in, and so first I want to give my condolences to Takeoff and their family and friends and things like that. So I was listening to your show, and to answer the question, it's I don't think so. I think that they have good bad business, and Atlanta just not going to be dealing with them. And I don't blame them. I don't blame them. And I just feel like, you know, ATL is hot. You know what I'm saying? We got, you know, really great audiences coming out of Atlanta. You know what I'm saying? So me as a woman, I feel like, you know, he was a very handsome man. And I feel like, you know, them taking this man out is not going to prove nothing. The women's still not going to like you. You know, on another side, like, we still don't like you. So you took this man out for what? And I'm just out of here. Like, I'm in H-Town now, and I hate it, and I'm out of here. Like, I'm literally packing right now. Like, I'm gone. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's over.
Right now, yeah.
But I lived in Stone Mountain for, like, 9 years. So ever since I got here, it's just been nothing but just negative energy. And this right here is very personal I lost my brother to street violence in New Orleans. And I just buried my mother. So it really touched me. You know, when I seen it, it was like, oh, okay, nah, I got to get on. I got to go. Yeah. So I just want to let you know that, you know, ATL is hot and all of the artists coming out of there is hot. You know what I'm saying? So they need to just stop all this hating. You know what I'm saying? And get on your game. Get your bread up. You know what I'm saying? You don't get no street credit for trying to take another nigga bread. Like, you just don't. You get no points for what you did.
Allegedly, but absolutely, I totally agree.
Right, allegedly, or whatever. Like, it's whoever. It's, I don't even know who, but whoever, you know, it's like you don't get no credit for this. It's just, it's senseless, you know?
Right. Hey, love, I definitely appreciate you calling, and travel safe, and my condolences to you, you know, and for your loss and all that, your moms and your brother. So my condolences and
everything. Thank you.
But
thank you so very much.
You're welcome, love. I appreciate your call.
Bye-bye.
All right, peace. All right, hold on. Illest nigga in Nebraska. Hold on, Soto. I was just looking in the chat real quick. There was something I was going to say. I really forgot. Fuck it, I take the call. I forgot what I was going to say. That's you, illest nigga in Nebraska. What up?
What's up with you, my boy? Shit. Oh, man, you know, I was thinking about, I was, you know, taking my son to school, man, and I was asking him, I said, man, I used to listen to the Migos and, you know, this and that, just messing with him, man. And, man, these young kids, man, they didn't got numb to all these celebrities of color that look like, you know, that look like us, man. You know, like, dying doesn't even faze them. It's just another day. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Because it happens all the time, Mike. It happens all the time. And, you know, I think that's the most important thing, you know, we got to look at from this tragedy that happened is, man, trying to, you know, get these youth, man, on pace, man, you know, because it's fucked up, man. If they're immune and just, you know, this is the norm, you know, for them, you know.
Right.
You know, back in our day, man, you hear a person dying, you know, we knew they was in the streets or, you know, out here doing some crazy shit, man. But now, man, when you got your mega stars and top celebrities dying to gun violence, man, it just makes it even more unbearable, you know what I'm saying, to even look at or even just discuss these type of things with them. But, man, I will say this here before I go. Footage, man, it's, you know, we down there broke our necks and eyes looking at that damn footage, man. And I do believe that it is a major part cut out of that, man. You know, I really right. believe that, man. A lot of shit ain't adding up. So, I don't know, man. I don't think no one will be charged for it. And if they do, you know, they ain't gonna get no, you know, major time because you got to prove the case. So, rest in peace, take off, man.
I said that I think that they're going to put, matter of fact, I appreciate your call. Anything else, King?
No, man. I'm good, man.
All right. Thank you, King. The illest nigga in Nebraska. Peace.
Yeah.
Area code 817. Give me 1 second. Now, if this happened to say, if they don't find the shooter or nobody comes to justice, because allegedly they're supposed to have ties to the police and so off and so on. And again, everything is allegedly. However, so if they don't find the killer or don't want to find the killer, I think they're going to have to find the killer. You know why? Because a lot of people are tired of this shit. And the fans and people is going to put pressure on Houston. Okay? And I think from public pressure, public opinion, and public You know what I'm saying? They're smearing them, and you know, and the defund the police. You know what I mean? If, when people demand and put pressure on them, they're going to have to, because that goes along with that state's funding. And you understand what I'm saying? So it can fuck up a lot with that state and that district. So I think, honestly, if they purposely don't want to find anybody, I can almost guarantee you, just by the outburst of how people was feeling, making videos about it, like, is anybody, you know, are y'all tired? So a lot of people came out, you know, rappers and certain athletes and actors and certain people just came out like, motherfuckers is tired of this shit. So public pressure will make that happen. Area code 817, what you want, Pastor?
Hey, what's going on, man?
Tired as hell, but I'm all right. Yes, sir. What's up?
Okay, man. Yeah, you know, this rap game, man, it's crazy, man. It's deeper than what people think, man. You know, sometimes you gotta follow the money, man. Who's gonna capitalize off of him even being dead? You know what I'm saying? Like, we all know they dropped this little duo album. It didn't. We know what happened to Offset. He left. They're still in the courts fighting that with P and QC and all that. So, yeah. You know, now they dropped this duo album. It ain't doing the numbers that they expected it to be doing. Takeoff got a album he finished. So, you know what I mean? Like, sometimes, you know, when you see something that's going down and you heavily invested in something, you know what? Like, you got to get your return. And sometimes people are more valuable dead than there are alive. So, you know, I don't know, man. I mean, this is really it's crazy. But I don't know, man. I feel like they were sent to be slaughtered out here, man. No security. You know what I'm saying? It seems like they were already eerie and on toes. Like, it was just shady business, man. You know, you got then you send them down here. I gotta say, that family, man, they run Houston, man. Like, that's like 40 plus years, like 30 plus years, senior. Like, he's seen a lot of mayors and come. Like, he funds campaigns. Like, the police chief, all them people. Like, there's pictures of them all together. You know what I'm saying? So, like, and then illegal dice games, like, they do that stuff all the time. Like, who allows that? You know what I'm saying? But when you run the city, you can do shit like that. You know what I'm saying? So, nah, man, this is way deeper. Like, yeah, they plugged up, man. But I think this is this all comes back from, you know. But this is all allegedly, though. But I don't know, man.
But hey,
I think it's way deeper than what people think. But you got to follow the money, you know, because these labels, man, they get insurance policies on them, all that. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So you always got to follow the money. Who really going to eat off of him being dead? You know what I'm saying? So yeah, it ain't mob ties. Mob ties probably just, you know, they just carry the hit out. You know what I'm saying? But they, you know, when Offset left, you know, when he left and there was big feud between P and Offset, and we seen Migos been on a decline. They're not what they used to be. You know what I'm saying? Some people are more lucrative dead than what they are alive. Because all of a sudden, like, I ain't going to lie, I didn't even hear the duo album till he got knocked off. Then I listened to it. You know,
right.
So I ain't even paying no attention, be honest with you. But now them streams are going to go up. They're going to go through the roof. And if he's going to release an album, it's going to go through the roof. So, who, you know, who's really eating at the end of the day? Who's going to be eating?
I definitely understand it. I definitely understand it. And,
but, you know, it's all allegations. But that's how I look at stuff, man. I'm like, who's really benefiting from it? You know? But I get it. Some people carried out the hit if it is, like, you know, if it is how I think, you know. But it's all speculations, man. But I always, man, when I start thinking, I start I follow the money, bro. You know? And then what kills me is that P was so quick, man. It was like before 24 hours, man. It was a straight bullet. I'm sorry, you know. He posted some old, you know, paragraph and straight bullet. Like, dude, it ain't even been 24 hours, and you already jumping to speculations. You way in Atlanta, bro. Nah, man, that don't add up to me. Like, you know, and first, if they don't know who did it, like, why QC ain't drop a bag, like, for anybody with information, for anybody with information, get with law enforcement, like, you know, put a reward out there for people to talk. Like, you want answers, you know?
Listen, we are culture. We don't do that. We're not going to put ourselves out there like that. I mean, I understand that would be the right thing to do. For us as a culture, we care about what people think about us. You understand what I'm saying? So they're gonna be labeled snitch if you put that out there. So how?
No, because it ain't you the one that's snitching. You just want, you know, you want people to just do the right thing, because of course there's not only, you know, there were civilians out there. You know what I mean? There was some regular people. You know what I'm saying? It was not, you know. So I don't know, man. I see what you're saying though too. You know, but I don't know, man. I it smells fishy, bro. You know, I got to say Houston was the perfect city because they run it. You know what I'm saying? They run it, and they got the mayor. So this can go real cold, because when you got the mayor, you got the chief of police and all them people in your pockets, because, you know, there's pictures all over where they just like, you know, on some, you know, like he's a pillar of the community. Been like that. He's seen a lot of mayors come and go. Like, he's got that type of level that he can make a mayor go, like, you know what I'm saying? He can persuade the people on who to vote for.
Who are you talking about, Senior?
Yeah, like, yeah, big dog. Senior.
And let's all just say allegedly as well. Everything is alleged.
Yeah, it's all allegedly, but I'm just, you know, it's all allegedly. You know what I'm saying? It's just the power he got down there. Like, if you want to send something, you know, a hit to be out, like, you know, and you trying to get them, you know, knocked off, you know, then, yeah, it'll be the right place, man, because they run it.
I'll say this.
You know?
I'll say this. If that was the case, I still think that Jay Prince didn't have anything to do with that messy.
No.
However, hold on. However,
okay, go ahead.
The poll that he have out there, I will think that if his son was allegedly a part of this alleged setup, that
right.
Him as a father will try to pull some strings to make sure that his son don't get in trouble. I would think that.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
You
right.
Know,
you heard about the 1997 dice game of Senior was involved of a murder. And feds were involved. You know about that one?
I think that was in 2013, I believe. Am I correct? Or no?
'97.
Go ahead. Somebody sent me an article on that. My bad. Go ahead.
Yeah, but you know this stuff. This ain't new. Is what I'm saying. These legal dice games and what's been going on.
Like
this ain't new.
Like that. I think it was like some car dealership. I've seen an article like that. So it's vague. I remember vaguely. It was talking about. Some car dealership, somebody got shot, killed. It was some crazy shit. But go ahead.
Yeah. But, you know, these illegal dice games and people coming up there, like, just like with the jeweler, with Duke the Jeweler. Same type, you know, same scenario, you know, at a dice game, whatever. He came up dead. You know, that's an unsolved mystery. You know, this stuff, you know, it's nothing new. This ain't nothing new, you know. They've been doing that, you know, and this is all, you know, this is all public information is out there. You know, it's nothing I'm making up or nothing, you know, this is all you can search this shit. You can Google it, you know. Yeah, it's no, at the end of the day, man, it's a very sad situation, but I feel like it's really, you know, the rap game is a very grimy business. And it's all, you know, it's business, man. When they sign those dotted lines, man, it's not easy to get in, you know, it's not easy to get out, you know what I mean? Because A lot of, you know, they invest a lot of money, man. And
right.
So I don't know, man. Hopefully, man, you know, they solve this, you know, and they get justice. But yeah,
right.
You know, the more time goes by, you know, the more time, you know how it is, man. If you don't solve it in the first 48, the more time that goes by, the harder it is to solve it. You know what I mean?
Absolutely. Right, so. All right. Well, listen, thank you for your call, Kane. Thank you very much.
No problem, man. Love.
Peace.
All right. Later.
This is going to be the last call because I'm ready to go. And I meant to tell y'all, well, I told y'all, I did an interview with Pierre's mother, right? And she was insinuating a lot of things that Coach K and P was basically trying to kill her. She was in fear for her life. This was last year in December. I may play a little something from it. You know what I mean? So, because I took it down. And I might play a little bit since it just popped up in my head. I'm not playing the whole thing, though. Nah, I'm going to give y'all less than 5 minutes. Believe that hot shit. So, she definitely goes into, because at first, this was the Young Dolph days. When we were talking about the Young Dolph shit, she called into the show. So it wasn't like I was looking for her. She found my show, called in, and we was trying to verify if she really is her. They sent the video when P was at her house, like, on her lawn, like the fix up garden or some shit like that. The voice sounded the same. It was her, and you've seen Pierre there as well. So that, to me, that's the mother. And, you know what? Thank you for even saying that, Advent Chatter. I might just put it on Patreon. Advent Chatter, you just literally made me think of that. You know what? Yeah. I'm going to put it on Patreon. I'll put it up there. Yeah. I will put it up there. Absolutely. I'll play a little bit, but I'm going to put it up there. I'm going to take this last call, then I'm closing out. Again, those who, you know, make sure y'all subscribe to the platform if you're new. All right, please like for the algies. Yeah, pay for it, goddammit. All right, I got rent just like y'all motherfuckers. All right, if y'all love to show some love to the platform, please do. I appreciate it. Thank you. Okay? All right, this is the last call. 484, nigga, you got 1 minute. I'll be patient. I'll be ready to hang up with you, motherfucker. I got a good heart, man. What's up, goddammit? 484, what you want, goddammit? What's up?
You talking to me?
I'm talking, period. Yes, you 484, right?
Oh, okay. Okay, yeah. Let me just say this. Okay, buddy, I love your content. This was a great show tonight. But
thank
what
you.
I really wanted to say was that, the sins of parents fall on the senior has done a lot of stuff. He's done a lot of stuff, and all we're seeing is that his payback didn't come, but it's coming through the kids. That's all I wanted to say. You feel me?
Yeah.
That's what we're seeing. Look. If we look through our spiritual eyes, we got to look through our spiritual eyes. This is coming back because of everything he done. It's coming through the kids. That's what we're seeing. And I just want to say rest in peace to Take Off, because what happened to him was truly, truly diabolic, and that was really, really horrific. You know, I'm serious. That was horrible. So I don't know how the shit going to, you know, fall out. But what I'm saying is that the stuff he has done and all this old, you know, flipped everything and hitting this high-profile, you know, guy in the community, that ain't nothing. You gotta pay for what you're doing this lifetime. You may not pay for it right then and there, but you gotta cash in. You gotta cash in, and that's what we're seeing. It's come. We're looking at the sins of the parents. They fall upon the children, and that's what we're seeing. That's what we're seeing. And what I don't understand is, didn't Junior understand that his father wasn't going to, like, be happy about this? Like, what made him even? Look at his mental, like, what would allow him to even be a part of something like this, knowing it was going to come back down on his family like this. You feel me?
Right. Yeah.
Do that make sense?
It all a whole lot of sense, absolutely. And hold that thought real quick. Candy Kane, you can call in, goddammit, all right? Only you, because I ain't taking no more goddamn calls now. But Candy Kane, call with your sweet ass. Go ahead, ma'am.
Yeah, you had a nice show tonight. I really want to say that. Out of all the little stuff I've been watching on this particular situation, this has been the best thus far.
Oh,
you understand
wow.
what I'm saying? Everybody else. Yeah, it really has. It really has. It's very informative. She made sense tonight. You know what I mean? And, you know, it was really nice. And the brother that shared the last little video that you showed, I saw that a couple of days ago. And he, like, right on point, you know, like, I don't think they could ever go anywhere. You know, I believe that it's over with for them. You know, it's just a done deal. You know, because that was savage what happened to that young man. That shit hurt me to the core, man. That shit hurt me to the core. And I listen to their little music from time to time, but to do somebody like that shit was horrible.
Yeah, it really was.
Yeah, it really was, man. That guy was like a sweet little gentle giant. You know, he didn't really deserve that shit. You know what I mean? Shit wasn't cool with what happened. So I just wanted to say that to you. That's all. And thank you for the show. It was really good tonight. I appreciate it.
Thank you, love. Thank you for calling.
Peace. Okay. Good night, sweetie. Bye.
Good night. Yeah, I definitely appreciate that. Thank you. I mean, I try, man. That's why I say I try to not just talk, but I try to use these situations to try to bring some awareness. It's really to bring awareness. Like, I'm not trying to say I'm Jesus. Just an analogy. If Jesus was to come, you think he would go to Manhattan? You think he would go to Los Angeles or Hollywood? No, he's going to the hood. He's going to the people who is lost or that need to hear some things too. You know what I mean? I'm not trying to call myself Jesus. What I'm saying is, did I say this? Matter of fact, I said this on my Patreon live last night. It was on for like 2.5 hours. Great work, but I did take it down. I'm not going to lie. But I'm going to do it again. Some great work, man. God damn. But I said, I just lost my train of thought. I hate my sidebars. I'm going to get it back. Basically, I lost my thought again. I know I'm getting tired. You heard me yawning. Okay? But the negative shit that we, that the kids like everything negative, this shit like this. So, I use stuff like this for awareness. You know what I mean? This is not really like the content I like to do. You know what I'm saying? I don't like talking about this hip hop shit like that. I mean, I'm a hip hop head, but all this negative shit, that I'm not on that frequency. So I use that negative shit that y'all niggas like to try to give you some fucking information or some kind of inspiration. This is what I use this kind of content for that. Now, I ain't have no weed. I'll get some tomorrow, though. So, but that's what I'm saying. Like, this ain't my shit. When I started, I was talking about a lot of things that got me shut down. So I turned into this entertainment shit. But I was always informative with my channels. Always informative. So we need that. Man, I just try to explain the best way I can. The best way that I can articulate it and give it to the kids that need to hear this shit. So hopefully they will do something productive with their lives. Because you know why? There wasn't nobody to tell me the same thing. There wasn't nobody saying, yo, keep going to school. No, you're on the block. Here's this pack. Go pump in front of the building. I didn't have no fucking great inspirations. I didn't have nobody to pull my fucking coattail. A lot of us did. So you as a fucking man, nigga, try. God knows you got to go. At the end of the day, God knows. You do a little good, God keep you here longer, man. Think a little bit deeper than being selfish, because there's always somebody that needs to hear something, man. You know, that's just coming from my heart. I don't give a fuck what nobody else thinks. That's just me. You know? Just try to help the best way you can, man. I don't know. Again, I could talk too fucking much. Candy Kane, I thought you was calling in, goddammit. Let me find this video so I can play this and hit the road, Jack. Okay? Let me find it, because it's in my history. Let me go to it, and I'm going to play just a little clip. Oh, yo, the battle between, who's seen the battle between Geechee Gotti and Murda Mook? That shit was fire. Fire. Hold on, man. Hold on. Did I skip it? All right, let me go on my archives. That's going to take a little bit to find it, too. So just give me a second. I'm trying to find it in my history because I got a lot of videos. I got to search for this shit. So just give me a second so I can pull it up, all right? Oh, man. Damn. Give y'all a snippet. And I wrote down a marker on where I think it's the 23rd minute. But let it rock for a little bit. Yep, I think it's the 13th or the 22nd marker. Let me find a video. Hold on, god damn it. And rest in peace to Young Dolph. That's how I found out. That's how she called into the show, because of the Young Dolph shit. Okay, gotta be the next one. Thank you, Queen Kinsey, for showing some love to the platform. Definitely appreciate you. Thank you for the two people who showed. You know I got to give the number. Thank you for the two people who donated to the platform. I ain't mad at you, though. But shit. Okay. Okay. All right. I found it. I will not make this shit public. Okay. Let me pull it up. Let me go to the 22nd marker and start from, matter of fact, is it the 22nd marker? Because I asked. Hold on.
You wanna go?
Y'all probably can hear it right now.
But hard work is hustle. That blood money, bro. I'm tired of watching these young boys.
That you, all right, here it is. Let me share my screen. This is only, I'm only gonna give y'all just a little bit. I ain't gonna give y'all a lot of this shit right here. And this is all alleged too. All alleged. Okay? Word is binding. All right, let's hear it. UK. All right. Okay. Again, all alleged. And let me just put it out there again. I didn't find her. She found me, god damn it. And I've been deleted her number and everything. I don't want to be a part of none of that shit. Come out somebody, mama, you know what I mean? I ain't coming in between no mother and son. Absolutely not. But like a here go. You see the bull crap, and you see that you're more of a spiritual person. You see what's going on in the industry, and your son, you know, they using him to basically separate you from, you know, from your own child. You know, did they do that? Did the industry break up you and your son relationship, and it got very dangerous and toxic? Can you hear me? She said she got a mute. You gonna unmute yourself now, mom? What's going on?
Okay, baby. I'm so grateful for y'all standing up. You know, stand up for what's right.
Did you hear my question? Did you hear the question?
I did. The question is, do I think that the industry separated us? My son separated us. My sister separated us. My mother separated us. Pierre never listened to nobody but people who never did a damn thing for him and who hated me. You know, and I mean, he's Gemini. My sister's Gemini. His dad is Gemini. 666. Okay? So, you know, I'm a 7. So, you know, I stood against our Lord. But it's about choice, babe. And reality for me is I'm not holy as in doubt. I'm not perfect. I wasn't a perfect parent, but I was a devoted parent. I was a loving parent. I was a disciplining parent. I didn't play no games. But I provided like a man and a woman.
That's you, 770. Hold on, Ken.
You understand? I was respected. I'm respected on every side because people know who I am. My city loves me. You know, they can't protect me, but they do their best. But let me say this. The war is between the righteousness of God and the ungodly. And you have to make up your mind who you want to be. God don't expect us to be perfect. You understand? My son had a choice. These people didn't make him do this shit to me. I don't blame Jacoma Cotty. I blame greed. Greed. I blame jealousy. The Jezebel spirit. That witch that manipulates. You know, she makes it sound good, feel good, look good.
Right.
And let's not leave Coach K Punk ass out, because I got no respect for you, Kevin, and you know it. You play them games, bruh, but you don't respect me, but you know who I am, bruh. On God, bruh, if Atlanta hear me and you know me, y'all know who I am. I've never been nothing but good to anybody. But I don't play no motherfucking games. Why you keep coming for my life, my nigga? Well, I'm gonna ride till I die, you heard me? I'm not laying down. This boy got more money than me. He ain't more powerful than me because I roll with the Most High God, the creator of the universe. Only reason I'm breathing is because he keeps waking me up. The way I suffer. I've never been this sorry ass laid back woman that didn't go out and get. And then you want to make me, try to make me look mental, you psychopath, bitch. I'm sick of this shit. I ain't got to keep taking this shit. I can't get a judge to fucking lock that nigga up because I'm a black woman. I told Fed County yesterday, y'all can lock Rick Ross up for being a man, but I'm a disabled 62-year-old woman.
Wow.
That continues to keep getting better over and over and over. Isolated, in trial, defrauded. Motherfucking mothers, I don't give a $700 a month. Who can live on it?
Can I ask one question? And people, y'all probably going to really kill me for this, but I just want to ask one question. What's Pierre's date of birth?
6279. I told you I was in Lagos for 14 hours at Gray Hospital. Pierre was a famous baby.
6279.
6279. And his bitch ass brother is 71480. By the time I was 20 years old, I had two babies, little white man ass nigga I was married to. They didn't get no fucks. But that's who they glorify, because you down with the show. I'm a ride with God. I don't care what comes to me. I'm a ride with God. And I suggest all of y'all ride with God. Seek ye first the kingdom of heaven. You can have anything. You can go where you want to go. But hard work is helpful. That blood money, bro. I'm tired of watching these young boys die. And I'm tired of seeing the old school and the OGs who struggled and paid the way, because they were making millions of dollars for one hit like these young boys deal now. But y'all not even showing into your community. You're not trying to save the children. The children are being sacrificed. I'm tired of this shit, bro. I'm not God. I can't stop it. But I know what I know that I know that I know. And I know everything go up, don't come down. And I know that those who sacrifice will be sacrificed. So keep doing what the fuck you're doing. Because the devil don't give a fuck about none of us. Now he gonna sell you that dream. Memphis, Memphis. Go ahead.
That's all I'm gonna give y'all. It's a whole 2 hours. And I think I'm going to put it on Patreon. I think I'm going to release that shit on Patreon. Like, I spoke to this lady quite a few times off the air, okay? And she was staying in L.A. And it just got a little bit too much for me. And I say that with respect. And I hope she's all well. I hope she's well. It's been since December. Like, me and her chopped it up a minute. And I just didn't want to get in the middle of it. So I made sure I just put the video on private and stuff like that. You know what I'm saying? Like, yeah, so what's the breaking news, Swaby Mac? If you want to call into the number, all right? It's scrolling on the bottom of the screen. All right, let me take this call. We got Candy Kane. What's up?
What's up, Candy Kane?
What's up, Candy Kane?
What's up,
excuse me. Candy Cane, what's up, love? 770 area code. You on the air.
Let me take it off mute. Can you hear me now?
Yep. What's up?
Well, I just want to thank you for having a platform like you have. It really, I don't know if you realize how much you allow a lot of people to be able to vent with what's going on. And as a mother and seeing what this is, you know, doing to our community and our young minds out here is devastating. And this is an excellent platform to be able to vent and be able to process our thoughts. So thank you so much. I appreciate you taking my call as well.
Hey, no problem. Thank you for calling, love. Have a blessed one.
Okay. You too.
All right. It's a lot of bass, guys. It was a lot of... My fucking hat was shaking off this damn speaker. But nah, man, I see your picture. You look pretty in that icon now. Okay? You know I'm special. I fell off the bus, down the stairs. I need a helmet and everything. But my fucking throat was vibrating off the bass off these damn speakers. But, you know... I really appreciate you calling in, love. Much love. You know what I mean? Don't curse me out now. I'm just retarded like that. You say you know young No. He's a good kid. And he seems like a good kid. Absolutely. Seems like a good kid. Candy Cane, I was only joking, love. All right? It's only a joke. I'm really special like that. I'm just fucking with you, love. But my hat was kind of vibrating. But I'm just going to say, somebody, if y'all know, call in. Sorry, what happened to Swavy? Swavy, what's up, Swavy? What's good with you? Swavy, call. I'm going to call and have breaking news. So, nigga, call in. Let me put the number in here. All right? And I remember she said something about the Migos. I haven't listened to this interview. I literally forgot I had this interview. I literally forgot that I had this interview. And I hate to say interview because she called into the show. You know, I didn't know her from a can of paint. I didn't know of her. She called into the show. But here's the number right there. So call in, son. If you want to say some shit that we already know, I'm blocking your ass. And Dominique Alo, call in. I do have graphics for him. And his dad, I do graphics for him and his dad, sorry. Okay, no doubt. And I know he looks like a young kid. And again, all of this is speculation. When you look at the video, when it turns to the right and holding the chubby dog, that's when he gets shot. You know what I mean? So everybody's going to really try to dissect what they see. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, I hope it's not him. Hopefully there's something that we'll find out. But at the end of the day, this is such a great loss for a kid, a dude who don't fuck with nobody. We talking about good souls, 937 area code, I see you. You know how they talk about the good ones always be the first one to go? Why did he have to go? That was a good kid, yo. Lay back in his own world, don't fuck with nobody. He dead now? Come on, man. That's fucked up, yo. 937, is this the breaking news, dude?
Nah, this ain't the breaking news. This is Twan Bishop. I was the one who made the comment that threw up in there and said that a lot of the stolen jewelry and the diamonds and stuff, if y'all watch, man, that stuff going to TV Johnny. Johnny Dang, he in on this too because earlier that
allegedly, man.
Allegedly. Yeah, you're correct. I forgot. Allegedly, Johnny Dang be in on these heists. I'm going to call them what it is, heists and robberies, because the diamonds got to go somewhere. And earlier that evening, the Migos was at Johnny Dang's shop or whatever and stuff. And then when you just look at, again, with the Duke the Jeweler situation or whatever and stuff, man, like, people kill, you know, and rob for certain reasons. Like, and you got to look at, they stealing jewelry every time, you know, and this wasn't just these two situations. There's been other situations where rappers and stuff was in Houston or whatever and stuff, and, you know, got jewelry and stuff stolen and all that stuff, man. The Mob Taz people, they associated with that Johnny Dang character too. You know, I don't trust that whole relationship right there. But I wanted to say this, like,
you know,
I actually
that. Allegedly,
okay. Allegedly, though, as well, I want to know why ain't we marching? Now, I'm all the way up north, right? But why ain't we, as the black community, marching Black Lives Matter against this situation, allegedly? You see what I'm saying? Because, like, I feel like that's how you know black people really don't control the Black Lives Matter movement. It's only convenient, allegedly, for us to do a Black Lives Matter march when it's racially motivated. You know what I'm saying? A white against a black or whatever and stuff. But when it's the black on black, they don't want us to march up under the banner Black Lives Matter, allegedly. You feel what I'm saying? We got to do our grievances and stuff on social media, allegedly, you know, the other different platforms. I'm grateful that you got this platform for people to speak out and stuff, because the time is now for this generation. Like, these curses got to be broke, allegedly, for black-on-black crime to just be swept under the rug, allegedly. I'm grateful that you have this platform and other bloggers and YouTubers have had this platform in this particular situation, because it has shed light, because we're tired of the senseless killing. You see what I'm saying? And it's like, get the bad ones up out of our community. You feel what I'm saying? So then we can start progressing and stuff like that. We need to stand up and say the death of one is the death of us all. And to sweep it up under the rug as if, like, you know, that's just what happens in the community and stuff. Man, that's a curse. That's a curse we suffer from or whatever. It's a sickness. It's a disease, allegedly. So that's what I really wanted to talk about or whatever and stuff, or put my little input in it. I feel like right now, as many people marched during the George Floyd murder, you feel what I'm saying, because that racist cop, those racist cops, you feel what I'm saying, had they knee on that man's neck. Look, right, allegedly, we see and we know who may have been behind this homicide, this murder. And I feel just as strong as we was Black Lives Matter against that situation, it should apply to this situation as well. Allegedly.
Yeah, absolutely.
That's all I had, fam. I'm sorry, King. Allegedly. I'm sorry.
That's all good, but thank you for your call, King. Peace. 678, that's Atlanta, and 8160 is the last, and then I'm getting the hell up out of here. Alright? He brought something to my mind that I didn't really peep, that the Chinese dude, you know, the Johnny Cash, whatever the fuck he said his name is, that dude, you know, the jeweler, you know, so if they get stolen goods, you know, they could go to him, they could bust that shit down, and he'd get money for it. Allegedly. So that's how they probably could just sell stolen goods. You know what I mean? Because jewelers know how to break down and bust down a fucking a chain in a piece, bust them diamonds out that motherfucker. So you know they know how to do it. So I didn't make that connection. I forgot all about that dude. So who knows, man? This whole shit is crazy. But again, I have to make sure that everybody know when they call. Everything is alleged. Everything. We got ATL Georgia shouting, 678. You got 2 minutes. And this time, I'm not playing with y'all because I'm getting tired too. 678. Thank you.
All right.
What's poppin'?
All right, bro. How you doing, man? Hey, wanted to call in, man. I saw a video that you was scrolling by when you were on the Twitter a little while ago. It was the video that it showed where the guy in the hoodie was coming out into, he was coming, he was leaving the bowling alley. And if you slow the video down, you can see he has the satchel around his neck, but it's on one side. And so when he's walking out, you can pretty much look like there's a gun. He has it in the little pouch on the hoodie. You can actually see it right there if you slow the video down. And I was wondering if you saw that or not, but I just wanted to point that out. But rest in peace to Takeoff, man, because I'm telling you, these people here in Atlanta, I'm here in Atlanta, and these people are, you know, they real sad about it. And so, I really hope that those people stay away from here because, you know, it's really sad for the town right now. But that's all I wanted to say, man.
Hey, thank you.
All right, appreciate you.
I was saying it too because people in Atlanta is like, yo, they on their head. Like, they can't come there. You know? So
These people are, everybody talking about it and they sad about it, man. I'm telling you. So you just think about the old school people, like, you know, Outkast and all those people. Think about all those people. Those people right there, I mean, they upset. These people are upset about it.
Yeah.
So, but anyhow, man, appreciate what you're doing. All right, man.
Peace. What's your area code, Swavy? What's your area code? Because it's two numbers. And please, no more calls, y'all. This is it. No, I don't want no more calls right now. What's your area code, my G? Because it's two of y'all. So what's one of y'all? I ain't adding nobody right now. Bag TV, what kind of information you got, nigga? Why? You know, it's going on 3 hours. Like, I'm getting really tired, man. Like, I got you, Swavy. Like, I'm really shutting down. I'm tired. Like, okay? So, 956. So, Swavy, you still got some... 956. So, Swavy, you still got some...
Hello, can you hear me?
Can you use the background, please?
Hard bit, look.
Can you use the background, please?
Can you hear me good?
I can hear you good. So what's the breaking news?
All right, this is the breaking news. Allegedly, I'm not going to just put it out there like, you know, but it's research that I did. Okay, well, first of all, y'all got to look at, you know, go look at little baby son's Instagram. Look what he posted, you know, late Halloween post. You see his son just dressed up in Chucky doll, the RIP in the background.
I'm gonna leave it at that.
It gets deeper than that, but I'm not gonna get it. You know, I'm not gonna go into details. I just want to say that hit, that guy that killed Takeoff is not a Mob Type member. He's not. It wasn't no accident. That dude don't even live in Houston. Them dudes, they live, you know, completely gone. They don't. So y'all got to connect the dots. Look at the picture. Y'all connect the dots. Do research. It's there. It's like they didn't Takeoff on Instagram in your face. They did.
All right, now hold on. You talking mad fast, bro. All right, now hold on. You talking mad fast, bro.
Look, even email me. I can send you more information. You can post it on your YouTube. You can post it on your YouTube.
Bro,
get
the, get the, bro.
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 Nothing playing. Everything's muted. All right,
well, I'm here. I'm here.
Can you hear me better? Can you hear me better now?
Yeah, so you said go to all right,
now, go.
Page,
yeah.
Right?
Go, Lil Baby page. Little Babies. Go to his son's Instagram page. Look at the last post he posted for his son. His son dressed up in a fucking Chucky doll and everything. And then it gets deeper than that. You know, you got to... They on Instagram dissing Takeoff, bro. Y'all got to do y'all research. This, y'all can't just look at the video and, you know, right. he did it. Nah, it's deeper than that. It's personal, that. This personal business. This go way back. You feel me?
Damn, son. You
just look at that picture. Just look at that picture. Look at that picture. He posted. Look, he got his son dressed up in a Chucky doll. He got his son dressed up in a...
You know what Bart, what Homer Simpson be doing to Bart when he grabbed his neck? I wish I could do that right now through the phone. Listen to what I'm saying, bro. Look at the screen. Look, look. Listen to the phone. You listen to the goddamn, to the TV or whatever you listen to. Back TV, I got you. Just hold on, Ken. I got you. What picture are you
now
talking about? What picture are you talking about? I'm tired and hungry. Which one?
Go to hit the you on his son's Instagram page, right?
His son?
Yeah, his son's Instagram page where he posts his son's pictures at.
What, I don't know little baby's son name. What's the name of the little son, please? You said little baby son,
go to,
right?
Yes, his son has an Instagram page.
I never
he
knew
posts
that.
Pictures of his son.
What's the name of his son, please, sir?
I don't know his son's Instagram page. I forgot the name. I'm not going to go research it. But whoever in the chat, if y'all know his son's page.
Bye. Okay? Y'all niggas, stop playing with me. And I'm already irritated. Y'all better come with some or I'm cutting motherfuckers off. I don't give a fuck at the moment. Bag TV, you on 816 was good,
baby. No, you want that real information, right?
Huh?
Hello.
Yeah,
you want
right
that
at
real information, right?
Yeah, go right at.
Got
I
you.
Want real information.
So that last nigga wasn't talking about shit. That last dude wasn't talking about shit. I'm gonna hit y'all with the nail in the coffin right here. Watch this. So, I don't know if you guys peeped this, but watch all the footages together, right? I don't know if y'all know this already. Maybe I'm late. Y'all can let me know. That footage that we're watching, that we're breaking down, trying to put it together, oh, this dude stand by this, it's all mashed up. There's proof of it. Go watch King AK. Well, no, I'm not trying to promote nobody, but y'all can find the evidence. It's all mashed up, I promise. So there's no way of, like, pinpointing, oh, this person's standing right here. And if y'all watch closely, look at the timelines of all the videos and just put it together, y'all see it's all mashed together. Swear to God. And he said, I'm telling y'all, promise. I'm not making this up, no conspiracy, no none of that. Y'all can look up the evidence. And secondly, to that caller before the last caller, he wasn't talking about shit either. He's like, oh, why don't we, allegedly, they don't want us to march. Nah, if we want to march, we're going to march. But the only time we care about whenever it's, like, if it's black-on-black crime, we don't give a fuck. If it's a white person that kills a black person, then that's when we march and throw in hell. But when we're killing each other, nobody cares. But last point that I'm going to say before I get off is this. The footage is mashed up, and you're probably thinking, oh, this dude crazy conspiracy. No, look it up. I'm telling you, bigger platforms, King AK, he reported on, I'm not trying to promote nobody. I'm just a viewer of him, too. It's not no, and it's not allegedly. It's mashed up together. Y'all can see it. Watch, even if y'all want to go home right now, do the homework, watch all the clips together and try to pinpoint, oh, this person is laying down right here. Yellow shirt's by him. No, it's all mashed up. Promise. Look it up.
Well,
if I'm lying, I'm dying. I put on my soul.
Well, don't do that. Don't put
I'm
that
putting,
kind
no,
of
I'll shit. Put it on my soul. No.
Okay.
Look, this is how I'm putting it on my – the videos are mashed up. It's factual evidence. You can look it up. Promise.
All right. So just,
all right, babe. I'm out this bitch.
Hold on.
What do you say? My bad. What do you have to say? All right.
Just follow me on Instagram and send it to me. All right? DM
look
me
up
– all right,
no, I got you. No, I can give you the source. Just look up King – I'll send it to you. All right, I'll send it to you.
Yeah, niggas is not promoting me. Nigga, you can pay for promotion.
I don't need promotion. I don't – I'm a rapper. I don't need none of that.
I'm not talking about.
I fuck hoes and get money. I don't need no promotion. Yeah.
Listen,
I get real life money.
Look.
All right, y'all, I'm listening.
More power to you. More power to you.
Yeah.
Okay. Like I said, DM me it or send it to my Instagram or my email. If not, thank you for your call. God damn it. Have a blessed one. Thank you.
Yeah.
All right. Come on, bro. What you eat don't make me shit, bro. But I'm proud of you and enjoy yourself. However, you know, it is what it is, man. Yo, y'all stop calling, man. I'm going to take this last caller. 567, you've been holding for a minute. So, what's up? And please make it quick, man. Thank you. 567 area code.
It's going to be real fast, bro, because I know you know what I'm saying, trying to get up out of here, bro. You know what it is. It's truth, bro. I just want to salute you, bro. You know what I'm saying? For putting this shit out there. You know what I'm saying? That's it, bro, because I know you're trying to get out of here, man. You know what I'm saying? People don't understand that, you know what I'm saying? This is your life is on the line, bro, and people don't get that. people don't understand that shit. When you making these videos, you doing it for a reason. You ain't doing it for clout. You ain't doing it for notoriety, bro. You doing it because you care. And I know you care, bro. And that's it.
Thank you. Definitely appreciate that shit, man. Thank you, King.
Peace.
And that's the thing. This is just for everybody entertainment. You know, when you do stuff like this, certain things, you put yourself out there, man. You understand what I'm saying? How I see things and how other people may see it, we're looking at it from two different lenses. And, only thing I do is just try to spread awareness, man, the best way I can. You know what I'm saying? So this is for your entertainment, and your life will have to be in the line of fire or jeopardized by talking on certain situations. You know what I mean? So some don't get it. This is just entertainment for y'all, for most. So with that being said, man, again, thank you, Queen Kensei and Beverly, for donating to the platform. If you subscribe to the platform, please do click on all for all notifications. That's pretty much it for me. I'm calling it the night. Y'all have a blessed one. Bye, motherfuckers. Rest in peace. Take off. Rest in peace, man. Most definitely. Rest in peace. Thank you, Nick Adams. You already know. Much love to you, King, Queen. You already know. Good night, Kenesha. See you. Everybody, appreciate y'all. Hopefully, y'all enjoyed yourself. Got some food for thought, things of that nature. And only thing I say is whatever that you took that was worth digesting, just feed it to somebody else, man. Each one teach three. That's all I say. You know? I'm out, y'all. One.